Thank you for all the time. I have to tell you, I'm really honored to be able to get in front of you guys. We've done an excellent job here at the church, and we've been growing for the last 3 years. And every year when we try to set a budget, I'm usually the cheap one, only because my background, I've spent a lot of money. I've wasted a lot of money. And it's interesting how much I've learned from all of you. Every year when we put together the budget, we find a way to make the budget. It's amazing to me because I keep growing it a little bit, and you guys keep giving more. Every year we've grown, almost in the last 3 years, about 10 to 12%. About 8% of people, 10 to 12% in giving. So that is just an excellent thing that we're doing. In this area, though, if you look at the general area of Floyd Knobs area, the average income is about $50,000. And if everybody gave essentially a 10% tithe, we have about 77 families here. We could actually have a budget of $350,000. Now, some of us, and I'm one of those, I make a little bit more than $50,000. And I try to make sure we tithe. And it's a good thing because the minute you take that first step, God comes in, he changes your wants, he fulfills your needs, whatever it is. So I highly recommend if you can take, even if it's not to your tithe, to find a way to take a little bit of a step. Every time I've taken a step, he's fulfilled something for me, whether it's in tithing, celebrate recovery, or any of the other things we've done. Go ahead, let's. As you can see in 2017, we were actually looking to try to spend $280,000. And that was to help the fact that we've grown every year from roughly about 20 kids to 42 kids that are in the back. We've had six kids at the point. We're now up to anywhere around 25 some nights. If you look at that budget, we hit $286,000 that we spent last year, but you guys gave $295,000. That is excellent. That is huge for us. It allows us to put some money aside to building in case we want to meet some of those desires that you guys have. The other thing is, in that $295,000, that doesn't include the fact that you guys gave to missions and you gave to the kids. Some of it was because you were taking a trip or sending your kids. But if you look at that extra money, that would have been $320,000 that we gave, which is a lot. And you guys need to be congratulated. But you can see also, if we want to do some of the things we talked about, we as a group put together and said, hey, let's try to get another 10%, which would put us up to that $350,000. And what we were doing there is, if you look at it, every year when you look at some of those items, there's more kids that are in the back. Wendy does a great job trying to make sure she has programming for the kids and the parents, which helps us grow those kids. If you look at what we're doing just with, when you look at the administration fees, some of those fees, what's driving that is the number of people that are giving online every week. There's fees that we have to pay for the amount that you guys give every week. But that more than succeeds on what we're doing. On the building and grounds, the majority of that is due to the fact that you got to pay a mortgage. We have to have insurance. That's what drives a lot of it. Utilities, you're looking at all those things like electricity and water and internet and fire alarm. All of those things are in underneath utilities. Under worship, it's all the nice things that we put together to make this look beautiful every time that we come in here. And the ladies that do that, it's phenomenal every week. We also put money in there whenever we have things for the worship team, whether it's fixing some of the equipment. We'd like to do some more work as far as being able to enclose the drums so that we can control the level a little better, because I know some of you would like it to be more even. We'd like to get a sub so that we have two subs so that the sound is more even for you, so that you can enjoy your service and worship better. When we go down into discipleship, that's where we have money going in for our kids, money going into the youth as far as what they do for programming at the point. Whenever we want to try and do certain things with small groups that we talked about, that's where that money will be coming from. When we look at outreach, there's a number of different things in there. There's the coffee that we drink every morning, which is a nice thing to have. It's where we tithe. And many of you may not know this, but as a church, 10% of what we give goes to the United Methodist Church as a whole for all of the programs that are done. You've heard George talk about UMCOR and all of the other things. So even as a church, we put 10% of our money in to that. And then we also give 1.5% to the local district in this area, you know, to pay for all of the different programming that helps us go forward. Then when we come down to payroll, you know, the one thing I would really like to be able to do is, you know, Jonathan, Connor, Wendy are part-time people. What can we do to bring them further in board so that they can spend more time and have our programming, as fantastic as it is, think of how much better it could be if we could go ahead and get them to be more of a full-time presence, to be able to get them training. We put into the budget each year training where they can go off-site, get energized to learn what is the best training that we can give to all of our kids. And that's where that money comes from. So in general, I've got a budget up there. I'd like to try to get to $350,000, but I can't get there without you guys. And I just pray that you'll take the time, take that one little bit step that you can. I know many of you are having troubles. I'll be one of those. But let's get there.